H.R. 3560 was introduced by Congressman Don Young late last year. It would allow Sea Alaska to claim up to 85,000 acres within the Tongass National Forest. This would complete a land selection process begun over 3 decades ago under the Alaska Native Claims Settlements Act, or ANCSA. The bill is not popular in the larger community of Sitka for 2 main reasons. One, it would allow Sea Alaska to select lands outside ANCSA's original withdrawal areas, among them 3 small Native Enterprise sites within Sitka's community use area. And two, it would allow 15-mile commercial access zones around each enterprise site. Public opposition has been so loud that last month the Assembly introduced a resolution opposing the measure. Rosita Worrell, chair of the Sea Alaska Lands Committee, says the corporation took that public input seriously and went back to the drawing board.
We met with our Lands Committee, which acts on behalf of the Sea Alaska Board of Directors, and from that meeting we decided to go ahead and eliminate the 15-mile non-exclusive access zones. We decided to delete the two sites that seem to be the most problematic.
Those sites are Kalinin Bay and Poison Cove, both heavily used by Sitkins for recreation and subsistence. Sea Alaska would like to substitute Sinitsin Cove or False Island, both to the north of Sitka, and Rodman Bay on the west side of Baranoff Island. And not only is the corporation doing away with 15-mile access zones around enterprise sites near Sitka, but throughout Southeast Alaska as well. Sea Alaska announced its intention to amend the bill on February 20th. City Administrator John Stein anticipates the Assembly will be pleased Sea Alaska has listened to public testimony and is taking action.
I would say that, one, it says that Sea Alaska is listening pretty closely to what Sitkins are saying and are reacting, which I think is a good sign. I think it will tend to calm things a bit.
While Sea Alaska is relinquishing its selections at Kalinin Bay and Poison Cove, the corporation is maintaining its claim on Big Bay, south of Sitka. Stein anticipates that could continue to be a problem.
I have heard concern from folks in the community about Big Bay that the Sea Alaska selection will hamper or prevent subsistence users. And I think it's folks have a legitimate concern.
Sea Alaska's Rosita Worrell says the corporation remains open to public comment and is committed to maintaining a dialogue. The February 20th announcement states that there is still work to be done with interest groups before consensus can be reached. But Worrell acknowledges that complete consensus will likely not be possible.
We recognize that we're not going to be able to satisfy each and every individual because many people, you know, have strong ties to the area, and we recognize that, you know. But we're going to try to do our very best to accommodate, you know, the major issues and major concerns. But we're fully realistic, you know, that the area is precious to everybody.
Still, one of the bill's most vocal critics, the Sitka Conservation Society, is pleased with Sea Alaska's apparent willingness to work with the public. Executive Director Andrew Tomes.
This is a first step, and they really did a great job of responding to Sitka's concerns and taking off those 15-mile free access zones around each site. That was one of the biggest headaches with the enterprise site land selections in terms of the impact that that would have on us. So we're happy to see that.
Regarding Big Bay and the new enterprise sites, Tomes says it will be interesting to see how Sitkins respond. Before any of these changes were made, the bill won the support of the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Many tribal citizens are Sea Alaska shareholders and see the legislation as beneficial to the economic well-being of Native communities. But that's not to say that tribal citizens don't have concerns as well, particularly in the area of resource management. In response, Worrell says Sea Alaska has fleshed out a management plan for the Native enterprise sites that includes the potential for joint enterprises with Southeast tribes and private businesses. She thinks Native enterprise sites have been misrepresented.
I think there was a lot of concerns, you know, that the enterprise sites were going to be major industrial development sites when we were, in our mind, you know, looking at smaller business opportunities such as ecotourism. The purpose of selecting the sites, you know, were to really broaden our business development beyond timber.
Raven News was unable to reach the Sitka Tribe of Alaska for comment by this story's deadline. H.R. 3560 is currently sitting in the House while Sea Alaska makes its revisions. Sea Alaska is hoping those revisions will be enough to win over the Sitka public and earn the formal support of the Sitka Assembly. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.